This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For tuning in. This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Monday night edition. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And I'm the Werner Sester Dot. No, I'm nobody, actually.
Sometimes nobody can be somebody, unless somebody doesn't want to be nobody.
Indeed. Well, why would somebody want to be nobody? I'm already doing that.
Right. But would nobody...
So it's completely unnecessary for somebody else to be nobody.
Would nobody ever want to be somebody, though?
I could have been a contender.
I think nobody is going to be a contender coming up here in the gubernatorial primary.
Election. I'm with you. Nobody.
I hope so. I agree with your contention.
Well, I mean, you didn't get to speak this weekend at the protest that happened, but that was just because you really weren't feeling it.
Yeah, it just wasn't my day to do that, and I'd rather just not say anything than go up and give a bad speech or be lame.
And you know what I like about that? Like, I distrust, well, politicians in general, and what I always tell people to watch out for is the teleprompters, because anytime you see anybody giving a speech from a teleprompter, you know that it is laced with the highest quality BS. You know, they've got, you know, the presidential level politicians have executive chef level BS writers who put their speeches together for them. And so if you can't speak about whatever it is you're there to speak about off the cuff, that means it's a bad sign. You're either not knowledgeable enough about it to speak, or you're not comfortable enough, or, you know, you're being directed by, you know, and that then it just means you're a puppet. You know?
I don't know. At the national level, given the level of trouble you get for a misstatement, I would be very hesitant to speak without notes or something to,
You know, if you're
other
haters, you're not doing it right.
Oh, well, it's true. Of course, you know, I wouldn't want anything on a teleprompter that I hadn't written, but there is something to be said for, if you're giving a prepared speech, for having your preparation available to you in case of brain farts.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
But the guys who actually use teleprompters in their speeches, I mean, I would say that, yeah, they're not writing their own stuff. It's not a matter of what they think and feel. It's a matter of what the opinion polls told them. But nobody tells the truth.
That is a scientific fact. So I brought a whole bunch of stuff. We probably have too much stuff to get into all of it tonight, but I just want to mention some of the headlines. The 1930s depression was great, but this one might be greater. That's an article from Stanford Business. We could talk more about that.
That's great.
As a musician, I've got a couple of music-related stories that we can talk about tonight if we have time and the oomph to do so. You know, since the coronavirus and the government-mandated lockdowns and closings of businesses, one of my favorite things to do in the world, which, of course, is music, has been wiped off the map. Live music, performance art of any kind, really, including movies and that thing, is just...
Except running for governor with a strange name.
Well, okay.
That's performance art.
That is performance art.
Well, you know, Captain, I think that should someone want to go to downtown Keene and do some live music, I think that would be welcome.
I think that would, too. So some
I got you back.
It. I would welcome
We
it.
Can bring in a militia to I mean.
somebody in not the USA has begun something called a drive-in concert. So imagine like a drive-in movie theater, except instead of having a crowd of people, you've got a crowd of cars.
Yeah, but do you get the speakers to put in your car, or do they play it over FM radio?
So they have a short distance FM broadcaster. so you just tune in.
I never understood
radio.
I guess they don't do that at drive-in theaters because they were worried about people not paying. But
yeah, and we can talk more about that. I've also got recession-proof industry. You know, I spent 20 years in Seattle. There's an ale house called Pyramid Brewing. They were one of the big microbrews, one that grew big.
And now they're ailing?
No, they're dead now.
Oh,
coronavirus
good God.
Has killed
That's
them.
That's really sick.
This particular location is across the street from both of the sports arenas in downtown Seattle. And
really?
It literally depends on people coming in before and after sports events
sure.
and all the other types
and
of events that go on.
What do you want to bet the rich bastards who own those sports arenas are getting some government money so they don't have to shut those down?
I'm sure it is. But
well, they already got government money to open them in the first place, so it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah,
may the fleas of 1,000 camels find their tents.
And we've heard little rumblings here and there about, this restaurant
That's my belly.
Won't open back Thanks. Like, this restaurant won't open back up. They're closed permanent. A little smaller mom-and-pop.
Yeah.
This was one of the larger microbrews in Seattle. Has closed its doors permanently. So I thought that was significant that a big city has had, a major brewery, shut down. So,
although, if you're large and you're a microbrewery, is that a problem? Like, do you eventually get too big to be a microbrewery anymore?
I believe they did get bought by, a larger brewery. But then they were allowed to sort of just maintain their size.
Oh, okay.
Whatever they grew to, they weren't going to grow any bigger. But they were.
Can you go smaller? Are there nano breweries
in New Hampshire? There are.
Yeah, in New Hampshire, a nano brewery is a form of a license where you can brew up to I don't remember how many gallons, hundreds of gallons per year.
It was the Free Staters who actually worked on that bill. The guys from Area 23.
Oh yeah, was that a Kevin thing?
I think it was both of those guys.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
So I looked into that.
I know he worked on that issue for years.
I considered that as a potential business pre-coronavirus, and we'll see what happens. I've also got this story. If you thought 2020 was off to a bad start, well, it might be even worse. This is from Gizmodo.com. Great. Now invasive murder hornets are a thing to worry about.
Okay, from the whole world to 2020, I'd just like to say, wrong hole!
Yeah.
And then I also have another story about... again, musically related. I said I had two stories that were related to music. I've got this one about Woodstock, the concert that changed the face of music, really.
I've heard about that.
It happened in before I was born, but it apparently occurred during an H2N3 pandemic. And so this article
is that
compares,
three times as bad as H2N1?
I found that weird, too, but I was like, it seems like they number them backwards or something. I don't know how that works. I don't know how they determine
that. Of course, they used to call diseases foot and mouth disease. So.
But the point here is that people weren't freaking out about the pandemic.
It compares what the government has done now versus what the government did then, and it is quite the contrast. So we could talk more about that. I wanted to
imagine
start...
going down in history is worse than Nixon. It was Nixon in office during during Woodstock, wasn't it?
I believe so.
No wonder people loved it, took the brown acid.
Yeah.
Don't take the brown acid, bro.
Actually, I know a guy who claims to have eaten, or I'm sure he's dead by now, but he claimed to have eaten the brown acid and not had any problem with it until they said, don't eat the brown acid. And then he drove himself crazy for the rest of the concert, trying to figure out why. But other than that, it was a good trip.
Oh, my goodness. So this article about the giant murder hornet starts with, hey, 2020, can you chill for like 5 minutes? Now on top of a literal pandemic and nearly unparalleled global economic unrest, it seems you'll need to add murder hornets to the list of reasons to lose sleep these days. If you
make somebody panic.
Right. If you want to split hairs, technically they're Asian giant hornets, but these flying nightmares have chalked up several colorful monikers such as yak killers, the giant sparrow bee, and oh dear God, someone burn it with fire! Though that last one might have just been the author's reaction upon seeing these real-life creatures.
Do you think maybe Asia's mad at us?
It's because
they've been, there's been a lot of things coming out of Asia that have been an issue.
It's Where's Chuck Norris when you need him, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway, is there a problem with the youth in Asia, maybe?
Youth in Asia, yeah. Nice. And we're here to, of course, take your calls, your thoughts. You're free to call in about whatever you want to. Take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-3733. We'll have more for you coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can also get us on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm, where we've got a whole bunch of chat rooms, including an on-air chat room. And if you do pipe in there, you can sound almost as if you're in the studio with us.
All hail Discordia.
And speaking of the studio, with us tonight,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. We teased a whole bunch of articles, and we were starting to get into this one about the giant murder hornets, apparently, that have found their way into the United States. So some not-so-fun facts about them. Their venomous stings kill roughly 50 people every year in Japan.
Damn.
They feed by ripping the heads off of bees and flying their decapitated carcasses back to their young. And though they're native to southeastern and eastern Asia, hence the namesake, recently they've begun popping up in Washington State and Canada. Scientists still don't know why. Yeah.
I mean, the weather in Washington State is awful, for one thing. I wouldn't be going there, but...
It certainly is different from, you know, Japan, right? The weather, you know, annually is significantly different there, I would imagine. I've never been to Japan, so I can't speak from experience. But
well, I'm told that in Japan it does sometimes stop raining.
Whereas in Washington it does not.
It's true.
It does stop raining. The rain there is a constant. It's more like a drizzle that just goes on all the time. Like, you can comfortably...
That's constant.
Yeah, you can comfortably walk around without an umbrella in Seattle, anyway, most of the time when it's raining. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, here on the East Coast or the Midwest, or where we have, like, thunderstorms where there's torrential downpours, like, you can't do what you do in Seattle and just go walk around in it and just get kind of damp.
Right.
Like, I spent 22 years in Seattle. I never used an umbrella. I've used an umbrella in New Hampshire 3 times since I've been here, and I've not even been here a full year yet.
According to the National Vital Statistics System here in the United States, there were approximately 1,100 deaths from hornet, wasp, and bee stings between 2000 and 2017, which averages out to about 62 deaths per year. But that's in the entirety of the United States, which is obviously a lot larger than just Japan. So you're saying these hornets have killed 50 people in a year in Japan? Is that right?
That is what it says.
Okay, so they may be a little more deadly than your typical wasp.
Oh, They're a little more than a little more deadly. There's something out of a monster cartoon with this huge yellow-orange face, says Susan Covey, a bee breeder with Washington State University Department of Entomology, in a recent statement. It's a shockingly large hornet, added Todd Murray, an entomologist and invasive species specialist, also with the university. It's a health hazard and, more importantly, a significant predator of honeybees. Now, they'll talk about this a little bit. We already know that bees are kind of in trouble.
Yeah,
their populations have been dwindling. And the last thing they need is another predator to help that population dwindle even more. So Asian giant hornets can decimate entire beehives in a few hours using their, quote, mandibles shaped like spiked shark fins, unquote, per a weekend New York Times report. As if bees, a notoriously threatened species, didn't have enough to worry about already, with that, humans quickly driving them towards extinction. Last winter, locals in a different part of Washington's Whatcom County spotted a handful of dead specimens. Authorities later learned that another hornet had been spotted across the Canadian border in White Rock, British Columbia, that November, and an entire hive was discovered and exterminated on Vancouver Island before that. Washington State...
That's probably why they're mad.
You bastards! Washington State verified a total of 4 reported sightings in December, according to The Guardian. Officials sent several specimens to be analyzed by a lab in Japan, where scientists confirmed they were indeed Asian giant hornets. However, inexplicable that may
be. You can tell by their cameras.
Will you take a picture? Adding to the mystery, the lab found that the hornets from Whatcom County and Vancouver Island were unrelated, indicating that the species had been introduced in at least 2 separate incidents. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's completely mind-boggling. And
if they keep getting introduced, sooner or later they're going to remember each other.
Yeah.
You're on it tonight. We could talk a little.
We can't say what I'm on.
We could talk a little bit more about the giant murder hornets, but first, let's go to some of your calls.
I mean, what else is there to say?
And you're, well,
you know, I'm not gonna stop going to stop going outside.
That's what they call it when they gather three crows together. It's a murder of crows.
That's true.
Two crows is just attempted murder.
I mean, okay, you asked. So the discovery comes with terrifying implications. The hornet's queen can grow up to 2 full inches long, and their stings deliver potent venom that can be comparable to that of a venomous snake bite if you're unlucky enough to get attacked by a swarm. Unlike bees, they can jab you multiple times using stingers nearly the length of a hypodermic needle.
Well, I mean, maybe these things more likely to swarm, because I don't think I've ever in my entire lifetime seen a swarm of any kind of wasp or hornet or bee. They're almost always out floating around by themselves, doing whatever thing they're doing, you know, building a nest or
The article doesn't talk about their swarm factor.
It's definitely a story that's going to get people to click. Because they've also got these, like, close-up photos of these things.
Oh, yeah.
And they look very, very intimidating, right?
Yeah. If you just search giant murder hornet, you'll see that these are some ugly bastards.
And, you know, okay, yeah, so they're more dangerous than your typical hornet. But, I mean, your typical hornet's probably going to ruin your day, you know, if you get stung by one anyway. So, I got to say, I'm not going to stop going outside because there's a chance that a murder hornet is going to be around.
Neither should we lock down the whole country?
Right.
I mean, based on government's reaction to, you know, things like the coronavirus, you know, we can never be too sure. But
get one of those rackets, man. Those things are great. Just knock them right away.
What about the salt shotgun?
I don't know if that's going to have an effect on something this large, but it would be interesting to try it and find out. You may just end up making him mad.
Yeah, and then get stung. Yeah. That'd be bad. All right, let's go to some of your calls and your thoughts. We have Steve listening on 96.7 in Arkansas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Afternoon, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's
pretty
on your
good,
mind?
What's going on?
Well, I mean, first of all, you need a regular shotgun for those things. Assault shotgun's not going to do anything. I kind of feel like we're reading Genesis here with 2020, or Exodus, I mean.
The plagues, you know, right?
Yeah, we got the plagues, and I was wondering what's next. To me, hornets are close enough to locusts.
Probably the four horsemen of the apocalypse or something, right?
Well, there you go. No, I was going to call. You were talking about the effect this has had on music, and I just got an email today that my Journey concert in June was canceled, and you
literally had to stop believing.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's a sad, sad day.
The wheel in the sky stops turning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But no, my son's in a band. He's going to be 18 soon, and his band is, they've actually gotten, you know, a record deal, and they're about ready to sign it, but the label is, I mean, nothing's
That's
happening
on hold.
Right now.
Hang on if you don't mind, because I'm curious to what this guy thinks about this drive-in concert story that Captain, you and I both brought in tonight.
Yeah, hold on the line, Steve.
Hold on.
We'll be back in just a moment. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Give us a call.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Senate is reconvening for an in-person session despite some concerns about the coronavirus outbreak from top Democrats. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will focus on approving qualified judicial nominees who have been held up for too long. Meanwhile, the Democratic-led House is not in session, but according to House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, it should be.
I think the House needs to work. I'm on a bipartisan panel. Republicans laid out today a plan, a four-phase plan, how Congress can work. I mean, we sit here and we look at the doctors, the delivery drivers, the dispatchers. They're doing everything they can to work through this pandemic, except Congress is not.
The Treasury Department announcing on Monday that they expect to borrow more than $3 trillion during the second quarter of this year. You're listening to USA Radio News. The NRA is laying off dozens of staffers and cutting pay during the coronavirus pandemic. With more details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The National Rifle Association has now laid off hundreds of employees, canceled its national convention, and scuttled fundraising, membership, and shooting events that normally would be key to rallying their base in an election year. The coronavirus pandemic has upended the gun rights organization during what should be heady times for the group in the middle of a presidential election. The NRA, which boasts about 5 million members in recent weeks, continued to lay off and furlough many employees.
Purchase of fresh meat, chicken, and pork products are being limited at Kroger grocery stores. Each store is posting instructions for customers on the amount of each product they may buy at one time. The company says the policy is being implemented because of issues at a processing plant that recently closed down after workers tested positive for coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio show where you can take control and talk about whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get to your calls and your thoughts in just a moment. But I wanted to let you know that Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And so we've been talking about this article that I pulled up from Gizmodo about these murder hornets, giant murder hornets from Asia, and we were talking with a caller, Steve, and he mentioned that his son is in a band, and so we wanted to get his opinion right quick about this other article that I brought in about... which one?
Drive-in.
The drive-in concert. So
apparently Steve, it's happening in Denmark.
Yeah, Steve, have you heard of this?
Well, not until you read the article. And I mean, it sounds like, I guess, an alternative is sitting on your rear end at the house. But it's, you know, part of being at a concert is you know, being around people.
Yeah, being around people, but being able to be affected by the energy of that crowd, you know, having people in close proximity, having the music, whatever it is we're talking about, whether it's, you know, heavy metal or whatever it is you like, having that music playing over the crowd, in energizing that crowd, and the feeling that, you know, that you get from that. I don't think you're going to get any of that from sitting in a car in what is essentially a glorified parking lot with a stage somewhere in the distance.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on what kind of music you listen to, like, I go to shows where there's mosh pits.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And, you know, what are you going to have, a
demolition derby?
You know, a demolition derby in the parking lot? I mean, yeah, that sounds fun, but it sounds a little dangerous.
It does sound fun.
Yeah, really pricey.
But no, you know, I got a buddy that, I mean, his band had a tour in Australia they had to cancel.
Yep. Jeez.
You know, I mean, this shit. And most musicians, as you know, Captain Kickass, are probably just servers or working at restaurants or, you know, they're doing the music thing. They don't have real, like, it's a real job, but you know what I mean? They don't have jobs where, you know, they can stay open during this thing. I mean, everybody's shutting down.
Yep.
They can't work. They can't play shows. They can't, I mean, and you can't get unemployment for, you know, what you would do as a band.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of my friends here, and I'm big into supporting local music. And we have a lot of bands in the area, and some of the concert venues that are here are not coming back. They've announced that they're not coming back.
Yeah, it seems to be going around.
So anyway, you know, it's affecting way more than just certain areas. I mean, this is broad reaching, and you know, we just got an email today at work. I got a package in the mail. Full of masks, that my employees have to wear masks now.
Ridiculous.
At work all the time. And I'm like, you know, all it does is fog my glasses up. I don't need
Where do you work, if you don't mind?
I work for a car dealership, and we have 148 dealerships in 12 states.
Now, is this corporate that's decided this, or is this the state that's saying you must do
this? Here's the deal. Most of our lots didn't have to close. Now, there were a couple states. Our lots in Kentucky had to close. Some of our lots in Missouri had to close for a while. And some of this phase one reopening, you know, you have to wear masks. Well, you know, we didn't have to wear masks the whole time. And now all of a sudden we're still open, but now they want us to wear masks. I mean, kind of like putting a condom on after you knock somebody up.
Right.
In my opinion. I mean,
it's government here. Have some.
Yeah, anyway.
Didn't you tell us before that you were like the owner of this chain, or you just work for
No. I'm the general manager at my location.
I see. Okay. I see. Okay.
So I'm the manager of that, much like a Walmart store manager.
Have you considered this? So Aria DeMezzo, one of our co-hosts here, she has told her so she works for a pizza chain, a franchise, and she told the franchise owner that she has a religious objection to wearing the mask, and she is allowed to not wear the mask as a result of that. So there's both a potential religious objection as well as a medical objection. You can say that you have a medical condition that prohibits you from wearing the mask, and no one is allowed to ask you what that is because you have medical privacy.
I could, and I could also play the card. My family's from Lebanon, so I could, you know, I could say I fear for my life because somebody might think I'm a terrorist.
Well, plus I've heard it's just not a good thing to have these masks on in general. I mean, you are restricting your air flow, and you're restricting the amount of oxygen that can get to you.
Yeah, and it's just uncomfortable. If you wear glasses, it fogs your glasses up.
Yep.
You know, I'm one of those guys that just let me do my thing. I'm going to be respectful.
Yeah.
Are they specific, though? Do they tell you what kind of mask you have to wear? Because you could get one of those masks that they wear for Mardi Gras that just, like, cover your eyes and have a couple of feathers sticking.
Or like the, not Batman, but just the Robin. Code. Right, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Usually it's described as a cloth mask.
They sent us this package, and it looks like someone just took a T-shirt and cut them out, and there's slits to loop over your ear. I mean, it's like 100 count thread count sheets or something.
Like it's all just for show. Yep. It's just for show. It's just to get people to think that, you know, oh, well, we at this dealership, we care. And I think this needs to have some pushback. I think it needs to have pushback from people within business because most people are going to do what they're told. So that's why it's so hard to push back against this.
Well, I've already spoken to my HR representative and my area operations manager about my disdain for it. And there's not a person at my lot that was excited about this news. I have 14 employees.
And I would tell everybody, hey, if you've got a religious objection or a medical objection, as far as I'm concerned, you know, restricted breathing is a valid medical objection. And again, you aren't supposed to, you know, you don't have to tell anybody if they ask you, well, what's your medical reason? You don't have to tell them. That's private. Right. That's none of their business. So just that'll kill it right there.
All right, Steve, thanks a bunch for the call, man. You have a good night, all right? Let's just continue the fun and move right along. Let's go to Steven, who's calling in on our Discord live call-in airline. Steven, are you there?
Yeah, I hope my Raspberry Pi doesn't crash. It doesn't like Discord.
Well, you sound pretty good. So what's on your mind?
It's funny to think about the idea of cars in a drive-in. I mean, we're doing that at my church currently, but it's like, how in the world are you going to cheer? Do you just honk your horn?
What does it look like when you do this at the church? Do they have an FM transmitter inside the church and people tune in?
Yeah. Well, what it is we broadcast.
What do you do when you stand up to sing a hymn, though?
Yeah, okay, so how it works is we have a parking lot facing in the south of the church, and we just play outside, and everybody just tunes in with their car and watches us. I suppose somebody could stand out the sunroof if they wanted to, but we haven't had that yet.
Now, what are they using to transmit this? Is it like an illegal transmitter?
No, it's just like one of those cheap ones you used to be able to get at Radio Shack. It does not go very far.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I would be concerned you could even cover the entire parking lot of a large church with something like that. They're very, very weak.
Yeah, they are. What I was going to call in about, though, was the 2020 presidential election, interestingly
enough.
Oh,
what's new?
What's new? Well, you guys probably covered this already, but Justin Amash, it looks like he's probably going to seek the Libertarian Party nomination.
Caught in Amash.
I believe he has announced that he is seeking the Libertarian Party nomination.
So far, it's only an exploratory committee.
Oh, really?
He hasn't filed yet. Yeah.
Well, don't they pick the nominee, like, this month?
If the convention goes as planned.
What's the latest on that?
We don't know what's going to happen yet. The thing is, I'm actually a candidate for the LNC right now, so
that's
we don't
Libertarian
know yet.
National Committee.
Committee, yeah. And we're unsure. But as far as Amash goes and the impact, I had more on that, but if I had to go, that's good.
You want to hang on, stay over for the next segment?
Sure.
All right, hold the line. 855-450 free, like freedom. If you want to give us a call, give us your thoughts. We've got more coming up, more on the Murder Hornets, too. This is Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's the live Monday night version of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll be taking your calls and your thoughts. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. And joining me,
I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
And I want to tell you about Intercoin and their work on helping folks with community and loyalty. Intercoin's team has spent the last decade helping communities release apps to unite their members and coordinate social activity. Now communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity. They represent a soft but voluntary power, encouraging people to spend currency on local goods and services that accept it, or to support the community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts on their own year-round. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and in meat space. We think that this is important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin, Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important, too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. So moving right along, well, we actually were talking with Stephen, who is joining us on the Discord line. Stephen, are you still with us?
Yeah.
All right. So you were talking about the Libertarian Party, and it sounds like you had some things to say that we didn't get to. Go ahead.
Yeah, when it comes to Justin Amash's candidacy, it seems like there's a lot of enthusiasm from day one. And I'm running for vice chair of the LNC right now, and I've been attacked because I have major concerns with his candidacy and his ability to do as well as even Gary Johnson did.
Now, Justin Amash is a current seated representative in the U.S. House of Representatives from Michigan. A lot of people seem to think he's fairly libertarian. You're saying he's inferior to Gary Johnson?
No, I'm saying he's not going to do as well as Gary Johnson.
Why?
I don't. The reason being is, like, in 2016, well, the reason Gary Johnson seemed to do fairly well in 2012 was the Ron Paul effect. I don't think anybody doubts that. But in 2016, it was.
I thought it was a Gary Johnson effect, but.
In 2016, it was because of Never Trump Republicans, it seemed to be, across the board. Because here's why. A lot of these Never Trump Republicans were actually in favor of Donald Trump, but they didn't want to admit to it, probably, and they held themselves to higher principles because they thought he was going to lose. And when he lost, you know, they didn't want to have the ball in their court because they would look like jerks. Now that Trump is president, he seems to be legitimized, and I think the concept of the Never Trump Republican is dead because his approval ratings within his own party are sky high. And I don't think Justin Amash can actually capture the voting block that is actually up for grabs right now, which is the progressives. Now, I think somebody like Vermin Supreme could. I think Vermin Supreme could easily round up a lot of the Bernie bros and bring him into the libertarian camp. But I don't think Justin Amash can even come close to doing that. So I think his actual performance is going to be very poor, probably
sub
1%.
I know and like Vermin, and I have been supporting him for the nomination. My slogan for him is, why Vermin Supreme? Because screw your system. That's why.
I support Vermin as well.
But the issue that I have with those Bernie bros is, yeah, I've met them. They hate me. They want nothing to do with me because I'm not a communist, and I'm not going to become a communist, and I don't want the Libertarian Party to become a communist party. So the question is, what do we do with these Bernie bros once we've got them?
They are easy to bring over to our side, and here's
why. These guys are dumb as
No, listen. No, here's why. Libertarian philosophy originated from the left-wing thinkers, right? And you can live in a voluntary society and still operate as a socialist. I'm what you would consider a leftist libertarian socialist type. And these individuals are simply concerned about the system that is stomping on mostly minority individuals.
But now they want to institute a system that's bigger and more powerful and can stomp on you more effectively.
Because they haven't been educated enough. They have the right heart. They want to see people live better. But they've been misled by Bernie Sanders, who's not really a socialist. He's more like a soft.
Well, they've been misled by the school system. They've been misled by the communist unionized teachers of the school system. And I don't know if we can undo all of that indoctrination in short order.
Surely you can capture a good percentage of them to bring the Libertarian Party to better general election numbers. I don't think anybody's actually taking seriously. Like, there was this really dumb article saying Amash could get like 117 electoral votes. Yeah, keep dreaming. Nobody thinks we're going to win the election. But if we could have...
Okay, don't speak for me.
What do you mean?
I'm nobody.
Like,
and I have not made that statement.
I think he also called you Shirley a minute ago.
Oh, that's my mother.
Oh, okay.
I always forget that. Sorry about that, man.
That's okay. Nobody actually
cares.
I think that
Justin Amash's candidacy is very dangerous, but I do think he's going to get the nomination, and here's why.
Because he's a former Republican, and that's who's gotten the nomination in the last 12 years.
Not because he's a former Republican, because he has the political credibility of actually being an office holder right now. And there's something to be said for that in the mind of the general public. So I'm on the fence. I mean, I will support either Vermin or Amash if and when they're duly nominated. I still lean toward Vermin because I think the statement of your system is a joke, so the best we can do is make it a funny one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good statement, but you know, I'm not strongly opposed to Amash. Let's put it that way. I think they're both good men who come at the who come from very different directions. And I would like to see. I wish we could split the party so they could each be our nominee.
This is. But the thing is, this is how the LNC thinks.
Oh, that guy's been in office before, and people really hate politicians. So why don't we give them a presentable politician?
Wow, is that your Kermit the Frog impression?
It's better than my Elmo impression.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight, Stephen. We do appreciate it.
Did he say, "I love Daryl W. Perry"? I couldn't quite make
I'm
out.
Pretty sure that's what he said. Yeah. Okay. Good ear. Gene, you're with us.
Apparently, he's still listening on another device.
Hey, Gene.
Don't do that.
Gene.
I'm here.
Yeah. There's some squeal
make
kind of thing
stop.
Going on.
It has stopped.
Oh.
No, it hasn't.
That's probably a fan.
Okay.
You mean like a person who enjoys the show or like a device that blows air?
And badly needs oil.
Oh, boy, that room is even worse.
Yeah, that sounds
really
bad.
So this room has got too much noise in it?
Put them on hold and then we can come back
to
it.
We'll come back to you, Gene.
It wasn't there when he screened him?
No, it was not there at all. That's he sounded great, actually. So while we're waiting for Gene to reorient, let's go to James in Boulder County, Colorado. He's listening on Twitch. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Yes, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind, James?
Well, yeah, we were talking about masks earlier. Let's say, you know, I'm a dump truck driver working on an airport right now. I sit in the truck by myself 10, 12 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Get out to the restroom. That's about it. Yet I have to wear a mask in my truck while I'm on the job site.
Oh, you're kidding.
Hold on. I'm going to have to unplug. I got my headphones on. So.
Okay. No worries.
Maybe the connection will be a little bit better.
He did sound like he was on a speakerphone or something.
You still with us, James?
Yeah, that is a lot better. Actually.
Yeah, it's a lot better. So you drive a dump truck and you have to wear a mask even though it's just you in the truck?
Yeah.
And who makes these rules? Where do these come from?
What is it? You know, the governors and mayors, you got to wear a mask in public and all that. I think that actually came down from the main contractor on that job.
Hmm.
Well, they told me that I couldn't actually come to the job for 2 weeks. I had to take 2 weeks off because I come from out of state to work that job. They literally paid me $3,000 to sit at home for 2 weeks.
So you think this is a state of Colorado mandate that is being put on the company and they're just doing what they're told?
Well, the job I'm working on is in Missouri. So
Missouri, okay.
I live here. I live, but I travel for work. I do soil remediation contaminant.
I would say it's a medical necessity that you not wear a mask.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get out.
The N95, they're not providing masks, yet we have to wear one. The N95 mask is the only one that can really protect you from the virus, but these guys are wearing bandanas or these just paper masks, which, if anything, are going to collect the virus.
Yeah, thanks, James. Thanks for the call.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Dad.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.